Tribal Chairman Kevin Brown, Mohegan Tribe. Tribal Chairman Rodney Butler, Mashantucket Pequot Tribe, and interim CEO of Foxwoods. And let's go. Kevin, good morning, good morning.
Morning, Brad. How are you?
Good, I'm fine. And Rodney, how are you?
Very good, Brad. It's an honor to be with you.
Well, I'll tell you something. When I got this word, I said, somebody's pulling my leg. And then I found out that you guys weren't.
Well, we're hearing in the flesh, so we appreciate you taking the time.
Oh, no, really, really. Now, what is the situation? Is there going to be one in East Windsor, one of these famous places?
Yeah, look, we've been committed to this along with the state for over 3 years now, and we've done all of the legwork in place. We have the architectural work done. We have the site cleared, contractors in place. We're ready to go, and we're just getting beyond this small legal setback, and then we'll be full steam ahead. So we're fully committed, and we plan on moving forward once we clear this next and last hurdle.
Now, what do you say about the thing? Well, I've been to Springfield, and by gosh, everybody is going up there. They're getting a lot of people, and you had to expect that because they were first. But I felt when you said that you were going that you guys are going to be successful too.
Well, that's right. You're exactly right, Brad. You know, the early days of this pursuit, certainly there was a desire to have a first mover advantage. But time having gone by and things having gone as they are, we are where we are now. And the good news is we're not overly concerned about that first mover advantage. Both Foxwoods and Mohegan are standing strong in the face of that MGM opening. And we know that the product that we build is a world-class product, and we'll be able to service both our current sustained customer base and the market that exists up there in the area that we are competing with MGM for. And we know that regardless of when we open the facility, it'll be first class and we'll operate efficiently and bring in customers.
That was going to be my next question too, though. How long will it take you to make it the way you want to make it?
Well, the construction timeline is roughly 18 to 20 months is what we're looking at once we get shovel in the ground. Again, we've done a lot of the site work already. And so once we have the clearance to proceed, you can round that up to a two-year construction period just to be safe.
You know, I'm so glad that you called me. I really am. There are people that were very concerned. And that, to be honest with you, they wanted something. One guy says, I would like to have it right in my backyard, just like this.
Right. Well, that's the customer we're talking about here, Brad. You know, as I said earlier, you'll always have those that will make the trip down here to southeastern Connecticut for an extended stay and a destination experience that we provide. But there are those customers like the friend that you were talking to who, you know, they don't want to have to travel all this way. And frankly, I'd say they probably don't want to have to travel into downtown Springfield either. There are pros and cons to that new facility. Certainly, it's $1 billion worth of physical plant, and it's got all the right appointments and accoutrements to it. But the fact of the matter is it does sit in downtown Springfield. There's not a lot of easy in and out flow, and the facility that we create in East Windsor will be able to provide that.
You know, one of the things that you are doing, both of you are doing, and perhaps you don't fully get it yet, is that you are helping this whole community. You are helping a great deal of a community, and it will expand. There's no question about it, and people will be able to say, look, I don't have to go anywhere else. I can go right here, and I can have just as much fun. And it's still run by a group that started some time ago, and look what they've done with it.
Well, you know, Brad, I think you nailed it. And we do get exactly what you're saying, because that's what we've been saying. And unfortunately, at times, it's falling on deaf ears. But the reality is we've been here for thousands of years. You know, we've been partners with the state for 100 years. We're not going anywhere. We're not going to pick up Mashantucket or Mohegan and move it to another state. We are a part of this state. We're committed to this state. 90% of our employees are from the state and our vendors are from the state. And our end goal is to create economic success for everyone within the state. And so you nailed it. I really appreciate you identifying that we're committed and we're here for the state.
And I hope that once this hall gets started, that every now and then, when you're up early, I'm on from 5 a.m. until 9. I know it won't be 5 a.m., but somewhere
we'll
in
near,
between.
Yeah, we'll catch you near 9 o'clock. How's that sound, Brett?
Well, I just want to make sure that the folks in this area that, you know, are very happy about it. I know they are. They didn't think it was going to happen, but you folks were kind enough to come on this radio program and tell them the news, and I just would like to have you continue with, that's all.
Sounds good. Thanks very much for that offer.